Blog Talk Radio.
What up? It's your boy Dr. Connell and
Yellow Sub,
and we're DCYS. You can listen to our show every Wednesday from 10 to 11 p.m. Eastern only on the Blackout Radio Network.
Tune in to promote yourself, your brand, or whatever else you have going on. To schedule an interview or to have your music played on the show, contact the official DCYS at gmail.com.
And don't forget to check out our blog at theofficialdcys.blogspot.com, where you can find our show wrap-ups and other content from DCYS.
And you're listening to DCYS, powered by Blackout Radio. Check out this new single from my pops, Tim Burton Sr., called I'm So Blessed. Feature yours truly.
I was blessed with this, gifted your negative pessimist. I'm living evidence, all of my relatives are heaven sent. I'm connected with the creator, the savior is next to him.
What up? It's your boy Dr. Connell and
Yellow Sub,
and we're DCYS. You can listen to our show every Wednesday from 10 to 11 p.m. Eastern only on the Blackout Radio Network.
Tune in to promote yourself, your brand, or whatever else you have going on. To schedule an interview or to have your music played on the show, contact the official DCYS at gmail.com.
And don't forget to check out our blog at theofficialdcys.blogspot.com, where you can find our show wrap-ups and other content from DCYS.
Hey, you all are live. Dr. Tano and Yo Sub, you're live. Dr. Tano and Yo Sub, you are live.
I'm back. You got me? You hear me?
Yes.
All right. Sorry about that, guys. Yeah, so, you know, if you don't know, I actually work like every other American in this country that is not a lazy fuck. So I do apologize for being late. Please hold on the line. We will get to you. If you don't know by now, we're the DCYS show starring Dr. Connell and
Yellow Sub.
And, you know, we're going to rock. We're just a platform for artists to get the music out, connect, and kind of form connections that are going to be worthwhile. So it's important that when you hear somebody that kind of you get their vibe and you kind of want to connect with them, get their information down and move forward. So let's, without further delay, let's really get into it. What we got on the line?
Okay, I have, hold on 1 second, guys. I have 443-855, a lot. Four four three eight five five.
All right, let's go to the next caller, Mr. Black Tear. Shout out to Blackout Radio.
860-840. You're live.
Hello.
What's good, man?
What's good?
Sorry for the delay. What's happening?
Hey, Jalen, my brother told me he's gonna be on radio. So I just wanted to tune in.
Who's your big bro?
Caddy Q.
Caddy Q will be on the show today. In my haste, I forgot, I neglected to say that. Our special guest today is this man's big bro, Cadillac Q from Detroit. And what's your name, man?
Jalen.
Now, Jalen, what do? You an artist, too? You rock with your bro or what?
No, I'm a sponsored skateboarder.
Okay, that's what's up. How long you been doing that for?
I've been skating for 7 years. My brother actually taught me.
Wow. All right. So what's on the plan for you? Like the X Games and stuff, or what?
I don't know. I'm not really knowing right now, but hopefully I do something with it. I got about 4 sponsors right now, and yeah, I'm hoping to make it somewhere.
I mean, you sound like a young kid, and you got four sponsors. You look like you're on the right path, man. You don't agree?
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Now, you listen to your brother's music. Are you critical of him? Like, hey, listen, you could do this better. You could do that better.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty athletic. I mean, brothers, like, play, you know. Oh.
All right.
Oh,
No. All right. You're good. No, that's okay.
Yeah,
now, listen, Jalen.
I listen to,
no, go ahead. All right. Oh, you're good. Okay, good. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying, I listen to his music most of the time. I mean, because, like, I'm not really, like, a good musical, like, listener, but I like his music. I really like it, you know?
Well, I don't know if you can disqualify yourself as a musical listener. You like what you like. And if you like your brother's music, there's nothing wrong with that. Don't worry about being a good judge or bad judge of music. But, Mr. Jalen, I do have other callers getting on the line. I have been keeping them waiting for a little bit, like yourself. I appreciate you calling in. Make sure you check in around 10:30 to hear your brother on the line, all right? All right, kid. Good luck with your skateboarding.
Peace. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Shout out to my man Jalen for checking out his big bro tonight. 10:30, special guest. To all the callers on the line, please stay on the line. We've got Cadillac Q later, like I said, at 10:30. I look forward to hearing from all of you, so please be patient. And let's keep it rolling, Mr. Black Terry. Who we got on the line next time?
910-918, you are live. Yo, what's up, man?
What's good? Who we got on the line, man?
This is Raheem Ridges, a.k.a. Young Dynamite.
Young Dynamite, blasting off. What's good?
Not much, man. Chilling, man. Just trying to spread my music around the world. Not come out.
Where are you from?
I'm from South Carolina.
South Carolina. All right, cool. So what's your music like? What kind of artist are you?
Well, I'm very diverse, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can hit any type of genre, basically. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I done did gospel, hip-hop, and R&B, pop. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I got pretty much a wide range. I wouldn't really know how to put it in a category yet.
Okay. And what got you started into music, man?
Really, I started when I was 9. Like, I wrote my first song when I was 9. So, like, you know, and just being in the struggle, you feel what I'm saying? So, you know, I basically started writing about life and everything like that. So since then, I just kind of been into it. So basically life, yeah.
All right. And are you also involved on, like, the production side as well? Hold up. Before I even say that, you prefer to be, like, YD or Young D? I don't know. Dynamite? Like, what do you go by?
Dynamite. My Dynamite is Dynamite with an O, so it's DynoMite.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, like JD Evans.
All right, and for our listeners, do you got some music online that they can, or like a social media they can kind of look you up and see what you're about?
Yeah, I got Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram. You can catch me at Young Dynamite. That's YoungDynamite. And Facebook is Raheem Ridges, RaheemRidges.
All right. So we'll have to check you out, man. Now, Dynamite, as is, I'm sorry, Yellow Sub was about to, what were you going to say, Yellow Sub?
Oh, well, to the listeners that are listening, and we're going to be playing his track later on in the show.
Apparently, we're playing a track. And you know what? I like how Yellow Sub does not inform me of such decisions until we start the show. So, Young Dynamite, I'm looking forward to it. And now, as per tradition, typically, we offer your opportunity to spit some bars for our listeners that might want to check you out and be further gravitated towards your music. You want to do that? 8 or 16, like something written, a cappella? It's up to you, man.
All right, let's do it. All right. I got to keep it PG?
Hell no.
Nah, man.
I bet. All right. I don't want to catch him slipping. I want the nigga on point so he'll get the fucking point. Right? But most of the shit I don't aim, there's no point. I just point. Brow, you get the point, nigga. I say, you saying foul shit, but do you? It seems cute to do. I back slap the shit out your handprint with the cuticle. Settle head nod, 10-4. That's the cue to shoot. The streets ain't safe. Get a job with a cubicle. You want to play the block, get a motherfucking Rubik's Cube. No wrong turn here, but the colors will be a funeral. Only take 4 out of spite to put a few in you. All face shots, hold down. They don't know who is who. My back against the wall, little nigga. Tell me what you would do. Because I'm going to ride for mine, because I ain't even got the time to be trying to send a clip. And I just get to clicking because a couple seconds make a difference. You don't catch it coming from a distance. And you're periphery. Messed up. We thinking that it's it for you. Bitch, I got a tech in the clip of you, shooting everything in the view with one eye closed, like I'm conducting the interview. I blacked out, blew a fuse. Ain't no patching that many hoes. You ain't no attitude. Put your ass in a tube on the news. Keep a couple shells, cause my life on one to lose. I ran out the door with the gun in my hand. I should have ran, but I didn't. I'm a mysterious man. If you're a curious man, you'd be laying in the street with your shit peeled back. Look at that. Curiosity didn't chip this cat. Yeah.
Yeah. Young Dynamite. Listen, I'm looking forward to that song now. Now that I know what you're about. Listen, we're on the show every Wednesday at 10 to 11. So get your music out there, be heard. Send us some tracks in the future, too, so we can put that music out there, all right?
All right, work.
We appreciate the bars, man. You have a good one. Look forward to hearing from you again, all right?
Appreciate it, man. All
right, man. You be good.
All right, peace.
All
right. All right, that was Young Dynamite. I don't think he's called on the show before, but like I said, apparently we're playing his music later, so I'm looking forward to that. Again, you're rocking with the DCYS show, starring Dr. Connell and... Not to mention Mr. Black Tear on the boards from Blackout Radio. Shout out to them and the rest of the network. Mr. Black Tear, who we got on the line next?
717-603,
you're
live.
Hello?
Hello, who's calling? Where are you calling?
Hello, who is this?
Yo, this is Spaz-O.
Yeah, this is Spaz fucking no? Oh. Thank you for calling in, man. Appreciate it. What's going on? What's good?
Not much, man. Just my phobic shit, you know what I'm saying? Writing all the time.
All right, all right. What you got out right now for our listeners? How can they find your music?
You know, I'm everywhere. YouTube. You can look me up on YouTube, Spaz-O. If you want to look up my little channel, it's spaz.rodriguez. You know, I got Facebook, Omar Mob, SoundCloud. Oh, you can look me up on Omar Mob or Spaz-O, whatever. You know, I got Twitter. I don't really use the Twitter that much, so you ain't going to really find me on there. Instagram, you can look me up, spaz.095. So,
right.
You know, I'm everywhere.
All right. So what you got going on, man? You got some new music coming out. What you working on?
Right now I'm on my writing period. You know what I mean? Just stacking money and just writing that shit.
All right.
Working on this mixtape.
Now we played your music. We definitely played your music before, and I'm definitely a fan of it. So you know, I know you got some bars on you. Is that right?
Word.
You got some bars for the listeners today?
I got a little something.
All right, I want you to
Let's
go in, man. Let them know who Spaz-O is. Let them know who Spaz-O is.
I said, they said they want the best of me, but these niggas is really testing me. Man, I said I'm on like a nigga straight off the ecstasy. Everything by money, if you pack it, you better guard your green. A lot you want when I spit, tell a bitch ready, come get the D. Niggas testing my patience, finish them because they pressing me. I grew up from the streets, so ain't nobody gonna lecture me. Cannibal on the mic, devour anything in my lean. I see a couple rats in the trap, ain't nobody stacking green. And gotta be on stage to tell them that they gonna clap for me. Some niggas straight informants, all I know is they chaffing. Vivid dreams, me counting dreams. Ah, see, I said money stay on my mind. Vivid dreams of me counting G's. Niggas playing dirty, no more one of ones. We gotta keep it clean. Cross them hard, we'll let them finish me, and that's on my team. I'm gonna just leave it at that.
Spaz fucking oh, my man. You kept it going. You even slipped up a little bit. I like that though. You know, you keep going. So listen, I need you to send me music, so we can put some shit on. And let the people know who Spaz-O is, all right? Mr. Spazzo, you hear me? I think something's wrong with his phone, Mr. Black there. That's all right. We'll get him again.
So y'all ready for the next caller?
Yes, sir. Sorry about that, listeners. If you're on the line, please hold. We'll get to you. Right now, we're looking forward to a 10:30 interview with Mr. Cadillac Q. If you haven't heard, his brother was showing some love earlier in the show. And right now, you're rocking with the DCYS show. Let's go. Who we got next?
586-441, you live.
Yo, what's going on, man? It's Tony Rollins Production.
Tony Rollins, what's happening, man?
Nothing, man. Just waiting till Friday so I could go ahead and put all my stuff on my Facebook and get this website up, man. Just been working, man, putting in all this work. I'm really proud of myself, and thanks to y'all and this radio station and Big E. Man, I swear, it's like y'all like my big brothers, man. Y'all motivate me every day. All I can do is think about making music, chopping up with different people, and just stay out the way, man. I'm loving this career, man.
No, you know, Tony Rollins, I just thought of something. And I do want to ask you a question and say it like that, but why don't you send us a beat and we'll make like a little intro over it or something. Be like, yo, this is Tony Rollins. You like his shit, go to, you know, that sort of thing. Because I appreciate you calling in and all that stuff. And I want you to get there. So if you could send us something, you know, we're not going to steal it or nothing. Send it to our Gmail at the official DCYS@gmail.com. Hook you up, man. All right, get you some free advertising, all that sort of stuff. Now, what's the deal? Every Friday you drop some music or something? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's gonna be every single Friday, man. It's like, cause in the city since I live in Detroit, it's like you know how you listen to the radio every Friday night and they're always playing like the new stuff, the new hot stuff, and they go back to old school and they just turn up. Yeah, that's what I'm doing, man. I'm just doing it just because it's something that I was a DJ at one point in time, and I'm like, man, forget it. I got enough music to actually start dropping stuff every Friday. And once I start dropping every Friday, then I'm starting to get noticed and all that stuff. So,
I'm just really excited
about it.
You should be. And, you know, I know a lot goes into it.
Now,
is the Friday stuff, is that the heat? Is that like the gold you have?
Or
is that like just a little?
That's everything.
Yeah. All right. So they.
Yeah,
so,
that's everything,
so when they get
man.
That, okay. So every Friday, look out for that Tony Rollins joint on his Facebook. We didn't tell us where the Facebook is for the audience, so let them know where they're going on Friday night.
Yeah, on Friday nights you can go on my Facebook page. It's called Mr. Tony Rollins Sharp. The reason why I named it Mr. Tony Rollins Sharp is because it's a family name. It's a family legacy. I'm doing this. In the memories of my granddad, because my granddaddy, he was a drummer for the Funk Brothers. He taught me how to play the drums at the age of 2. I started at the age of 5 playing in church, and I actually started on a Friday, and it was on a Good Friday. So every Friday, I'm going to be banging music out every Friday, man. I real talk every Friday. Look me up on Tony Rollins, Mr. Tony Rollins Sharp. And my Instagram and all my other stuff is right there on my Facebook, too.
All right, can you spell for the audience? Because I think you have a Z in there.
Okay. Let me see. That's M-R. I think I got an I in there. If I ain't really for sure. But it's MRTONYROMEZZSHARP.
All right.
And you should see light-skinned dude, some glasses on or whatever, and a hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
And if y'all see that, that's me, Mr. Tony Rollins Sharp, man. That's me all day. Ain't no other person out here with that name. Ain't no scam, dude. I'm straight 100 with you. If I DM you, inbox you, and let you know, introduce myself to you, I'm coming to you just like you would come to me if y'all want to do business. I'm straight 100. I treat everybody like family. And, you know, I just keep the haters away and just bring a lot of positive people in my life.
I like that perspective, man. Now, listen, I expect to get an email with the instrumental so we can put it on there and get you on, too, every Wednesday. We'll get you something.
All right.
All right.
All right.
So
I'm about to go ahead
and
get something together now for you.
I appreciate it, and we'll definitely be in touch, all right? So keep it up, and I look forward to hearing your beat.
All right, you say what's the name again?
The Official.
Okay, I'm about
DC.
To put it in my...
I'm about to put it in my memos right now.
All right. Let me know when you're good, Mr. Tony Rome. All right. The The Official DCYS at gmail.com.
Okay, The Official.
All right. The Official DYS. All right. I got you.
DCYS. All right, Tony. DC.
All right. I got you.
All right,
man. Appreciate it.
And I look forward to hearing from you again. All right.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
All right. You be good.
All right. You too. God bless.
All right. Mr. Tony Rones, man. See, that's why we do this. Okay. You know, we want to get people connected. We want to get you out there. We want to play your music. We want to hear your beats. So it would behoove you to send them to us and to get connected. I said behoove.
Like Dr. Kano.
That is why. All right. So I think we kind of had a little teaser because apparently I didn't know we were about to play some music by a former caller. And if you're on the line, please stay on. We will get you. We do have a interview coming up at 10:30 with Mr. Cadillac Q. Looking forward to that. He's on his hustle and grind. So let's play some of that music. I'm looking forward to Raheem's song because he spent a nice 8 or 16 right before. Mr. Black, you got that rolled up?
Yes, I'm burning. Yes. Hey, dynamite in the smoking on the weed while I'm sipping on this Henny now. Speed 40 going 60 now. She high as fuck, can't feel the ground. Look, come on, shot, oh, I feel it now. My mind gone, trying to hit it now. Ain't like nothing, but I'm feeling round. Then we're from weed, from my titties down. She realizing, oh, I think she get it down. Looked out the window, now my sipper down. Don't change the box, said she get around. Got me big pop off, I think I'm bigger now. Put her ass up, I told her put it down. Turn the camera on, I got put it down. She wildin' and twerking, slurping and choking. To the same motion, you're rolling your emotions. She got her ass open, I'm busting it open. Make it out the car, yeah. Get my bone like a dog, it's a far fetch. Yeah. But it happens to be the type of shit that happens to me, it just happens. Yeah.
I won't stop until I get this money. I can't stop until I get this money. All I see is some video faces. I can't stop until I get this money. I see my name in flashing lights, baby. Yeah, they call me dynamite, baby. So call up all your friends tonight. Come on and take a ride. We going out tonight.
Tell me if they with it tonight. Cause we with it tonight. All my niggas with it tonight. Tell me if they with it tonight.
Bitches gon' be trippin' tonight.
Raheem, a.k.a. I'm sorry, that was Raheem, a.k.a. Young Dynamite.
Hello.
All these bitches tripping tonight. Oh, God. I like that little. I like, I'm bad. I'm bad. All right. I'm going to rein myself in here. I only got a certain range. So, yeah, shout out
it's
to
very, it's very specific, that range.
You better watch your mouth and talk to me like that. If you did not know, you're rocking with DCYS, featuring Dr. Connell and the snitch ass Yellow Sub. Let's see what we got. Let's do one more caller before we get into our special guest tonight. Who we got on the line, man?
Got 323-867, you live.
Caller? Do we have a caller on the line?
323-867.
Hi. Oh, hey. What's going on? Who we got on the line tonight? I think I know, but... Who we got?
It's Princess of New Hood. How you guys doing?
Hey, what's up going on? What's going on, girl? I don't know what I just said right there, but what's going on?
How you guys doing? I'm good. Chillaxing
in
Las Vegas.
I was going to say, we were a little rushed this evening, but we're doing good now. Everything's good, going all right. What's going on with you?
I'm listening to some cool tunes, some nice artists out there. They popping out
like
there on
song?
The East Coast. Yeah, actually I do.
Young Dynamite, if you're listening, Princess of New Hood like that joint, just so you know. All right. So what's going on? What's got on your mind?
I want to give a shout out to you guys. I'm bad on names, so please forgive me. I'll be so busy talking to so many people. I will. If you guys connect with me on Facebook, I promise I know your guys' name. But I want to give a shout out to you guys.
Give me that Facebook right now. Give me that Facebook right now.
Huh?
What's your Facebook?
My Facebook is Princess of New Hood. One word. Princess of New Hood.
All right. I got you.
Connect with me on
I just liked your page.
Also, right.
I just liked your page. All right. So what you got? You promoting something tonight, Princess?
Okay, so tonight I do not have my artist on here. Unfortunately, he's at work. But we'll move to J. Claude. He's been doing his thing on Blackout Radio. Thank you guys for letting him do his thing. Like, unfortunately, he has to work tonight, so he might call in. May not. But next week, we would definitely call in on your guys' show. So shout out to J. Cloud. Shout out to Blackout Radio. Shout out to the East Coast. And for all the other artists, I am Princess of New Hood. I am a social media promoter. I promote indie artists' music. I have preferences, but, you know, we could talk about that. And I also promote a clothing line, and it's called New Hood Clothing Line. You guys could Google that, New Hood Clothing Line, one word, and it'll pop up. Everything that we sell, you know, some good stuff. Hopefully, I could put up some packages for you guys for Blackout Radio and, you know, throw you guys a couple beanies or some shirts and stuff like that. So I'm going to see what the boss say. We're going to have to look out for the East Coast.
Oh, that'd be so kind of you. Miss New Hood. Now listen, we do want to hear from J. Claude again. He sounds like a real dude, and maybe we can hook up an interview or two. But I will say that I have my special guest coming at 10:30. I don't want to be late. I want to be professional. So that being said, I want you to call back in at any other time. You know where we're at, and we follow you. And I look forward to hearing from you again. And make sure, make sure that J. Claude gets in touch with us. All right. All right. Okay. I think the phone cut off, but we good. Again, that was Princess of New Hood. Follow her on Facebook, Princess of New Hood, one word. So let's get to our special guest, Mr. Cadillac Q.
What's going on, guys?
Oh.
What's
going
on,
man? We're good. we got four people on the line, right? Princess, are you still on the line, Princess? Okay. All right. Maybe not. All right, Mr. Cadillac Q, thank you for coming on to the show.
No problem, man. I appreciate it. The pleasure is all mine. I'm definitely honored to be you guys' guest for tonight. So I will definitely make this an interesting show for you guys.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Now, for our listeners who may not know who you are, while they should, you want to explain who you are, where you're from, and give us give them your social media?
Oh, yeah. So I'm a Cadillac Q. I'm from Detroit. For those of y'all that don't know me, I worked in the past with Kid the Producer, and I was working with the Red Diamond team. Those were the guys who actually, you know, helped me tap my hands into the music industry. I want to shout out to Kid the Producer because that's the man who, you know, gave me my talent for producing. Had it not been for him, I would not have been able to do, you know what I'm saying, or accomplish the things that I've accomplished to this day, you know. So I've been a local artist in the city for about 3 or 4 years now. Before that, rap was just kind of a fun thing, something that I tapped into. It was just a hobby until I realized that it was something that I could monetize, you know what I mean? So I sold my first 700 CDs when I was in high school, you know what I mean? And that was when I was putting the CDs on a burned CD, and I was writing the name of the CD in a Sharpie, you know what I mean? But the fact that I was able to, you know what I'm saying, accumulate the profit that I did off of it showed me that I had, you know, a niche for this market, and I had a point that I could tap into. I remember, like, the funniest part of that was when I came home from school, man. I was a junior in high school, man. I came home and I had about a grand in my pocket, man, and I sat the grand on the table. Wow. And my mom come home and she say, "Well, are you selling drugs, son?" I said, "No, I'm not selling drugs. I'm just selling that music that y'all told me I couldn't sell." You know what I'm saying? So that's what really showed me, you know, that it was there for me. I was a finalist in Team Backpack. I won the Team Backpack Cypher. For those of you that don't know, that's a underground platform over in San Francisco, California. And this year they've had people like Saha the Prince and Jaron Benton, Joel Ortiz and stuff like that, you know, and I won the Team Backpack Cypher, I want to say about 3 years ago, and I got to go out to Cali and do my thing down there. Got a few more fans from down there on the West Coast, man, and they showed me a lot of love down there, man. They look up to Detroit, and they got love for us. They mentioned Marv One, they mentioned Eminem, you know, and the fact that I was able to go down there and they was comparing me to some of the greats, man, like that's really what made my day for me. You know, to tell y'all a little bit about my style, man, part of my style originated from, as far as, you know, being a hip-hop MC, it originated from my father, Hussein. Detroit Hussein was signed to the Fanatics back in 1995, and his that's my pops, man, and his label was called Life or Death Records, you know, so they pushed me. Pops performed for Johnny Depp and, you know, anybody who I could possibly think of, he had, you know, some type of relationship with or got to do a performance for, man, and he really inspired me, you know, and his shortcomings is what made me come strong. Where he fell short is where I came strong. I'm real big on flow. Pop was real big on punchlines. I'm big on flow, man. I'm big on wordplay. I'm big on lyricism, you know. Sometimes I give people a little bit of that mainstream music if that's what they want to hear, you know, but that's not what I'm about. What I'm about is hip-hop, you know. That's that lifestyle that I represent, you know, and that's the only way that I could put that in words. Hip-hop is the lifestyle that I represent. It's not something that you become. It's not something you buy off a shelf. Hip-hop is something that you are, and it's something that you live, you know what I mean?
Right. So, I'll say, you know, I had the opportunity to, now, I played a couple of tracks on your SoundCloud, and then I don't know if anybody does this, if you're listening. I kind of sit at Starbucks sometimes to do some work. And so I'm sitting there, listening to Cadillac Q's music, and I just kind of do my thing. And all of a sudden, I've been listening to it for like a half hour. I'm like, oh, shit. You know, so I actually do like your music. And I see what you're saying, because you sound unique in the fact you don't sound like everybody else right now. And I appreciate that as a fellow artist who tries to do the same thing. Yellow Sup, I believe, could attest to that, right, Yellow Sup?
Oh, man.
I don't know if you heard Yellow Sup. He did say something, but he was like 10 feet from the mic.
Yeah, pointing towards you, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, okay. So I'm glad to hear that you've been hustling since you're in high school and you got your Detroit sound to somehow reach the West Coast. Now, what is the vision? What's the goal? Like, what are you trying to do here?
The goal, man, is you know, there was a point in time where, you know, I had that same mindset as everybody else. I want to put out one hot song, and I want to get signed to Interscope or Atlantic or whomever, you know what I'm saying? But those moments moved past me when I, you know, as I educated myself down the line, and I discovered that, you know, there's the independent route that you could go. And when I discovered that, my uncle actually had a label that he owned but wasn't doing anything with. He just had a label name, and he didn't do anything with it. It was Under the Radar Records, you know what I'm saying? And it's quite funny because there was a remodeling company or whatever where they build the houses and stuff in Michigan. They're called Under the Radar Michigan. So, like, that was kind of one of the quarrels at first. It was like, you know, because I didn't hear of them, you know, but Under the Radar was something that I like, you know, so I had to put records at the end, and I established it as a limited liability company, you know what I mean? But my goal is to be independently flourishing, you know what I mean? Like, I can call my own shots. I can pick up my own artists. I get my limelight, and I can get anybody who's on my team they limelight too, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, it's a group effort, and when you go and you have your hands out looking for these big companies to give you something, they always going to cut you short because they're not going to give you your real market value, you know what I mean? So the main thing is, if somebody doesn't know my market value, I know what I'm worth, you know, so going the independent route, man, a lot of money that I could have missed out over time, I've actually been able to accumulate, you know, so that's one of the biggest benefits from it. There's no 360 splits. There's no me giving a percentage to nine other people. You know, I give the percentage to me and whatever producer I'm paying, and then I take care of the majority of my paperwork and a lot of that stuff, man, and independent is really the way to go. You know, you don't have to have a million, you don't have to have 10 million hits on every video to be, you know, have a market. You don't have to have to sell a million records to even accumulate a little bit of profit. If I sold 500,000, you know what I mean, I'm still getting a big chunk of my profit because of the fact that there's not a specific individual that I have to give a high percentage to, you know what I mean? So independent is definitely the route that I'm looking to go, man. I am looking to make joint ventures in the future, you know what I mean? Like, one of the people I really want to work with, man, regardless of all that documentary stuff, I still want to work with Dr. Dre to this day. You know what I'm saying? I hope that's not offensive to anybody listening, but I still want to work with Dre. That's one of my, you know what I'm saying, musical influences. I would love to get down with Aftermath. I would love to do another joint venture with Red Diamond. I would love to do a joint venture with them, man. I would like to work with other independent artists and just help, you know, build this market like what Black Tear is doing. He's essentially created a Wu-Tang Clan with radio stations. That's, you know what I'm saying, I can call in every day of the week, and there's different guys to listen to, and each of you guys is just as talented as the other guy whom I got to, you know, converse with on the radio. So that was definitely an eye-opener for me, man. Like, expand and give. And give, you know, expand. People are going to give, but you got to always remember to give back. If you don't give back, you know what I mean, you're going to eventually be talking to an empty room, you know what I mean? So the more that you stay relevant, the more that you give back, the more avenues that you tap into, the more that you open the doors for yourself, you know what I mean? So that's definitely something that's helping me move forward, man, is just trying to expand my market. And everything is self-made.
You sound very aware, and I guess is the word I'm looking for. And I think when Yellow Sub and I first got into just making music and stuff like that, yeah, I guess you have that unrealistic expectation that you could make a banger and give it to somebody, and they'll get to somebody else, they'll get to somebody else, and next thing you know, Lil Wayne's on the line, something like that. Rarely does that. Rarely does that happen. I was actually listening to Sirius XM last night on Hip Hop Nation when they had J Soul on the line. I don't know if you're familiar with J Soul from Toronto. And what happened to him? And this is why I say, like, don't fucking give up doing what you're doing, because you never know who's listening to your music. I apologize for cursing. I'm sorry.
No, you don't.
I don't apologize. All right, I take back my apologies. what happened to him was a fan sent a clip of his song to somebody who knew Birdman and Birdman immediately signed him. And that's how you know who J. Soul is right now. And so if you're listening and you're an artist, you keep making that music, you get it out there because somebody knows somebody who knows somebody and you might get on. Otherwise, you got to do it the smart way and keep writing and keep making music and keep doing your thing. Am I right, Cadillac You?
That's right, man. Stay consistent. That's the main thing. Stay consistent.
I will say I could be wrong, though. I mean, at the same time. Now, so do you have like a EP coming up, an LP coming up for our listeners who may be wanting to check you out?
I've got. I don't know for those, you know, who listen in. I don't know if they heard me the past couple of times. You know what I mean? But I'm working on a album. This album is going to be entitled Life of Lies. I have maybe three tracks that are produced by Kid the Producer, Red Diamond. Love that man. You know what I'm saying? He is definitely, like I said, one of the people who inspires me, man. He puts that fire in my gut, that fire that I have to, you know what I'm saying, just let out. I have to let that fire go. And Life of Lies, the main concept behind the album, man, is just, you know, every day we wake up, man, and we listen to the same music, you know what I'm saying? Because we program to listen to all these artists who sound the same, you know what I'm saying? If you listen to the game nowadays, 9 out of 10 artists sound the same, you know what I'm saying? And that's one of the ways that you're being programmed and you're living this life of lies, you know what I mean? Because once you keep hearing the same sound, eventually to yourself, you say that this sound is dope and I want to sound like this. You get up, you go to work every day, you work this 9 to 5, you live in check to check, and you're saying to yourself, bro, right, you know what I'm saying, I guess this is all life is. I work every day until I die, you know what I mean? And there's like numerous levels of things in your life that you're doing, and everything is built on the same pattern, you know what I'm saying? You have, it's like a, like working at a factory, you know what I'm saying? Some people live the A shift, some people live the B shift, some people live shift C, you know what I'm saying? But the main thing is that you don't have to live that way. My goal with this album is to show people that, you know what I'm saying, you can make your own route. You can do whatever you see possible, but you have to break yourself free of that programming. You know what I'm saying? People listen to me, like you said, because I have my own unique sound. You know what I'm saying? I can name 50 other artists in Detroit, and out of 50, probably 47 of those artists rap the exact same way and sound the same on every song that they make, and you can't tell them apart. But that's the problem. They've all been programmed to think that this same way of rapping is the only way I could do it. This is what's dope. This is what's in. This is what they need to hear. And my goal with this album is to break people from that cycle. You know, I dabble in the past I tap into the past a little bit with songs that, you know, would resemble a vibe of like what a classic Dre and M would give you, songs that would give you a feel of like what a Wiz would give you, or a, you know what I'm saying, a Wiz or a Currency would give you. And then I got songs where, you know, I'm just spaz and I've got some club music in there. But the main thing is, if you listen to every song, it's got a message to it. You know what I mean? It don't have to be
right.
All subconscious all the time, you know, because hip-hop didn't come from just being subconscious. You had Afrika Bambaataa, the party music. You had Humpty Dumpty, you know what I'm saying? You had N.W.A., that gangster music. You had Pac, you had Biggie, you know what I'm saying? But you also had people like Nas, you know? So hip-hop is a wide avenue, you know? You can go this way, you can go that way, man, and that's kind of where I took this album, trying to break people from these life of lies so they could realize, you know, that I believe in a lot of these artists in Michigan, but I believe that they have unsharpened potential that they're not tapping into. You know what I mean? They're limiting themselves. They got to a certain point and they plateaued and they said, I'm the best I can be, and there's no more room for improvement. There's always room for improvement. You can get better. You know what I mean? And that's my goal for the scene, to give back, to inspire people. There was a time where Detroit was the hardest. I don't care what nobody say. Detroit was the hardest, man. and that stays true to this day. Name a rapper who would go toe-to-toe with Eminem and who could actually beat him. You can't name any because Eminem's skills are that sharp. His skills are that sharp. You know, and that's just my opinion. I hope I'm not offending anybody once again.
No. I mean, if you listen to hip-hop and you listen to anything in the last 15 years, 20 years, you'll know that Eminem has been a consistently good artist throughout the time period. So you're not offending anybody. I will say this, though. You mentioned your music and that you gave us a different vibe. I talked to you previously, and you wanted me to play a certain track. Now, yep. Before we play that track, you want to introduce it? And I appreciate you coming on, and I look forward to continuing some sort of relationship in some relationship or form. But why don't you introduce your track for our listeners and let them know what
it's
about.
Absolutely. So this track that I'm about to give you, this track is called You Don't Understand, I'm Silly. I named the track that. Now, this is a funny story behind that. I named the track that because, you know, I was sitting down one day, man, and I'm just sitting here in the studio vibing, man, and I'm like, all right, I can't figure out a hook. I can't figure out a name for the track. But the main thing was it's different ways of being silly, you know what I'm saying, especially being an artist. You know, most people think that when I say silly, I'm talking about being a class clown or being some jackass, you know what I mean? But when I say you don't understand I'm silly, what I mean is, you know what I'm saying, you don't understand the form of how I can spaz on a beat compared to, you know, the average rapper. So the whole notion behind the song, man, was I had a lot of people saying, okay, well, Tech N9ne does it this way, Tech N9ne does it that way. I want to hear you do something like Tech N9ne. You know, I have fans who reach out to me every week. I want you to make a song like this, like that. I said, I'm glad that you would like me to do something like that, but that's called biting. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a biter. I'm somebody who's of original content. You know what I'm saying? I'm an original MC. Like Boudang from Detroit, for those of you who know who he is, shout out to Boudang. But
all right, so,
Tech N9ne spazz a certain way, and this is me just doing it my way, you know what I'm saying, and speeding it up a little bit. So,
all right, so you heard it from Cadillac Q, the man. Go ahead and tell them the track. Let them know who you are. Let's go.
Once again, the track is You Don't Understand I'm Silly by Cadillac Q. I'll provide links for you guys later if you guys would like to contact me or, you know, meet up for a feature or whatnot. But You Don't Understand I'm Silly, once again, self-produced by me. So shout out to Kia once again for the help in doing that. And let's do it, guys.
All right, let's go.
Yeah. I'm city side flexing. Hustling. Next up. Next up, I did it. You don't know, you guessing. But I said, you don't understand. You don't understand, I'm silly. I flip a couple grand, turn the brand to a million. Use a rubber band on the billy. Icy in the city, codeine, I'm silly. You don't understand, I'm silly. I flip a couple grand, turn the brand to a million. Use a rubber band on the billy. Icy in the city, it's cold, and I'm silly.
I bet you ain't noticed this nigga's receiving the diagnosis. Explosive, I'm riding the ripples, riding the ocean. You know this? Up in the whip, a nigga be coasting. A blowfish, better be careful when I'm approaching. I'm gone. Suckers will suffer from my emotions. I'm focused. Scuffle a knuckle up to a novice. You know this? Slow as a tuckanina who ghosting. Patrolling. Up in the whip, I ride with the hostess. I'm on it. Fold it, she lay me down to get on me. I'm on it. Up in the bed, and she an opponent. A Trojan. Ride with the horse. I'm not in the open, you broke it. Dog and I roaring down with that whole shit. I'm low-key. Hey, you say my name and promote me, provoke me. Always a listener when I'm spoken. A spokesman, I'm up on the chart, throw up on promotions. Coaching, I'm driving too slow, it's the way I'm rolling. We gone. You don't understand, I'm silly. I slip a couple grand, turn the brand to a million. Use a rubber band on the billy. Icy in the city, codeine, and I'm chilly, yeah. You don't understand, I'm silly. I slip a couple grand, turn the brand to a million. Use a rubber band on the billy. I see in the city, it's cold. I'm
my buddy, I'm silly. I'm chilling with ballers up in my city. Got that camo in the ammo, a youngin' rockin' the ghillie. You feel me? Under pressure, a 77. I'm pretty, I'm a hammer to your chest. I can make a nigga a milli for a house DJ. Got my brother a Kimmy, phone call him three-way. Pullin' out of hoes in my city. A stretcher, I'ma catch it, so baby, bring me that kitty. Cause I probably fill you up, but you said your stomach is empty. On the chopper, I'm a doctor, medicated with pimpin'. People said it was harder to me, it was always simple. I write a song on the road and I'm jumpin' high. And all alone on my own, and I'm popping harder than strippers. Claiming you making noise, you know all I'm hearing the crickets. Me vibe on my pants, and the camo covering my fitted. Hit that whore up on my house, and she ain't gonna have me them digits. Throwing on the couch, and I probably head to the kitchen. She do that Kama Sutra, I kill her, keeping it simple. She give me that medulla, I put that piece on the temple. Then I tell her I'ma do ya, and bop her head to the temple. Now she screaming hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is up in you, bitch, I'm gone. You don't understand, I'm silly. I slip a couple grand, turn the brand to a million.
Use a rubber band on the billy. Icy in the city, cold D and I'm chilly, yeah. You don't understand, I'm silly. I slip a couple grand on the brand to a milli, yeah. Use a rubber band on the billy.
That was some heat right there, and I feel like I just smoked a blunt because that was refreshing. So, wow, wow. I mean, if you're listening, you don't like that song, you're a hater. Straight up, you're a hater. Shout out to my man Kyle Q for calling in and dropping that track. I really like that track. Well, what do you think?
I appreciate it.
I mean, that was a
man.
Good track.
Yeah, that was actually my first time listening to that. And
you still on the line? Oh shit, I didn't know. Cadillac, I want to get to a couple other callers before I end the show. And I'm sorry to abruptly end the conversation, but I do look forward to hearing more of your music. And I honestly, I didn't know you were still on the line, but that track was really good. And I want you to keep making music because you're going to be somewhere. All right? Keep doing it and let us know what you got.
Oh, yeah. Let me just give out some links if you don't mind real quick.
Oh, yeah.
So,
apologies. Go ahead.
If you, it's all right. If you guys are looking for a verse or production, you can find me at Cadillac Q the MC. If you go to facebook.com/CadillacQTheMC, that's Q-U-E and then the MC. You can find me at soundcloud.com/CaddyQProductions if you just want to hear some of my music. And if you want to get at me directly, you can hit me up at CadillacQProductions@gmail.com. So reach out to me, man. And I just want to say I appreciate you guys giving me this opportunity. And you can cut me off.
All right, man.
I want to keep the show
you
going.
You keep calling in, man. Now, make sure you check in again, and we'll be in touch. All right, man? Look forward to it.
Oh, yeah. Will do, brother. You guys have a good one, man.
All right, Caddy. Be good. That's a young man that's going somewhere. And, you know, if you listen to what he said, if you listen to him, you understand that he is well-prepared to make some moves. He has a perspective that I don't know if I often see on these airwaves, and we can learn from him. I'm probably much older than him, but I can learn from somebody like him. So, again, network. Get in touch with people. You never know where these opportunities are going to take you. Wow, that was a long interview. So I guess we got a couple minutes left on the line. Let's take one more call and we'll wrap it up. Make sure you check in with DCYS at the next show next Wednesday at 10 o'clock. Who we got on the line right now, Mr. Black here?
757-236. You're live.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Oh, hey, what's going on right now? Who we got on the line?
You got one half of World Crush Radio show, Mr. Rontel at LeVar Hayes on the line. What's going on?
We're chilling, man. Did you like that song? You listen to that song?
Yeah, I was in the queue for like 30 minutes or so, something like that. But
So
y'all have a good show every time.
I appreciate that, LeVar.
But yeah, good music.
Now you are definitely a man that's very loyal to this network. And shout out to Royal Crush Entertainment. Shout out to LeVar. Let them know. Let listeners know when your show is.
Our show is actually tomorrow, matter of fact. From 6 to 8 o'clock, me, my co-host, Royal Crush Keisha, we're going to be interviewing two individuals, one from Baltimore, one from Virginia. They go by the name of Clay the King, and then you got Franchise Coast Range from Baltimore, Maryland. So we're going to chop it up with them for a little while, play some music.
All right.
Friday, up with Fontrella Howard from, I believe, his show is this Friday as well, from 6 to 8 o'clock. So that's about it, really.
All right. I don't think I got the chance to check in with you, but how was the Beanie show? How'd that go?
It was good. It was a good turnout. He did his stuff. He was very humble. I was kind of shocked, though. You know, everybody was so pressed about the situation that he had. And he's very humble. Right. Like, really shook hands with everybody, took pictures. I mean, he was very humble. I mean, not too many people you come across of his stature and his age mm-hmm. to be that humble. Like, he wanted to be in a crowd, you know. He prefers certain right. things that most artists don't. You know, there's no shots to, like, Cassidy. I had Old Dirty Bastard's son. We had Cassidy. Who else we had? Judah Priest. Like, Judah Priest is one of the most famous people as well that I've counted in this mm-hmm. industry. He's more of a teacher to me about a lot of things in the industry, you know. So, yeah. I mean, I'm learning from them. Like,
they've been... You got another... What was that? You have another show coming up out in Baltimore?
Officially, I'm helping someone doing the Drag On show. So you can say that's probably my show, but it's not really my show. I'm also trying to do a show in 2017 and get this tour on the way. I got a couple shows I'm helping people with. But seeing though, I'm like more so the face of Baltimore, I guess, right now. They're going to associate it with my show, but it's really not. So you may see me promoting on my social media page. It's more so help other people, you know. I'm a helpful person, so mm-hmm. I'd rather help else get in that spotlight and let me concentrate on my food and do that. That's my passion. So any other people who want to learn how to promote the right way or my way, I say, just hit me up, and I'm more than welcome to help you out as much as I can.
All right.
Like I said, I'm a
now LaVar.
Sir.
LaVar, you know I'm about to ask you, right?
No, see, that's why I got to get a ghostwriter for you. I'm going to, like I said, every
for
time.
Me?
Nobody asked me up, though. They don't think I'm serious, though. So what I want to do is, I want to dedicate my time, 2017, to have something for y'all on y'all show every Wednesday on pre-recorded, videotape it, go live, whatever I got to do to make sure it's official.
All right. I'll be like, yo, we got this fire track from the bar. It'll be like four bars, but it'll be the hottest four bars you ever heard. Right?
I'm from a caterer, so I'm a cook. So, I mean, it's like something different.
I know. But I love, you know, I like your freestyle off the cuff shit because there's not enough of that. I love that. Because I'm jealous. I can't do that.
I co-sign that one.
People got a talent that they don't know about. Like, I'm not trying to discover this talent. So it's a lot of stuff in my head. When it comes to my head, the experience I had in the last 2.5 years since I've been doing this. So a lot of people always say you can't do it. And then you see, you put words like, it's hard to explain. But most of the time I think about previous experiences. So if you take one line from, if I say I did it 6 years, I did more than your lifetime. It's basically I have, because in 6 months, you wasn't doing it. I did 6 months that you can't do in your life. You know, I'm not cocky about it, but I brought maybe 7 industry people of the last decade, and you haven't brought no one. But you always running your mouth about hating. So it's just funny. Like, you want to hate on me, but you want to gut it. You know, people call
them
dads and boys and stuff like that. I've never been called neither one. I would never call them boy or a daddy. So some of the lines, it's not shots to people. It's just certain things I wouldn't call another man. You know,
I'll say, man. Like Drake said, what the fuck did he say? Hate is jealousy and love at the same time. Jealousy is love. Jealousy is love and hate at the same time. So if they're hating, I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. It's getting late. But listen, LaVar. I want you to have a great show tomorrow night. Shout out to Royal Crush Entertainment. And, you know, keep doing what you're doing. And please let us know when you have another show, because eventually we'll get our asses out there in Baltimore, because I love performing out there. Shout out to El Dorados. And keep checking in, all right, man?
Where are you at again?
New Jersey. We make that ride.
You said what?
Same night.
Yeah, we'll make that ride to come back the same night. We down.
No,
all right?
Located. Not where you're located at.
Yeah, New Jersey, Central.
What part, though?
Piscataway. Yeah.
Oh, way up there.
Yeah, we up there.
I know people in Burlington. We may have to take a trip up there since y'all taking your time. Because we're actually doing a 11. Right now, it's becoming an 1170 tour. It's supposed to have been 7. So if you can tomorrow, give me a call, though. Anytime tomorrow before our radio show or after our radio show. I want to lock in a venue for a show up there. So I can actually see y'all perform. There's no excuses. Y'all get in your car, catch a bus, or walk or whatever. We want to lock in a venue up there in 2017 to see y'all perform. All right.
We're gonna talk about it. We're gonna talk about it and make it happen. That's what the fuck we're gonna do. I'm about to get in trouble. I'm about to get in trouble with Black there because he's gonna cut me off because he's already pissed that I was late on the show. So I'm gonna have to let you go, Mr. LeVar, and we'll be in touch.
All right, y'all be safe. I apologize. Sorry, Black there.
You good, man? Anytime. You're good.
I got you. I'll be good, all right? No problem.
All right, man. I got Mr. Black Chair on the Facebook right there. Black Chair, we good? I'm sorry about that. Can I hear some words?
Kind of like to talk.
Black Chair, you there?
Keep going. He'll cut you off.
Y'all know it's all love, man. Don't do that.
All right. If you didn't know who that was, that's Mr. Black Chair. Shout out to Black Chair for allowing us to be on the Blackout Radio Network. With a bunch of hosts, tune in tomorrow and Friday. We got shows pretty much every day of the week almost. So once again, this is DCYS Show with Dr. Connell Ant.
Yeah, little stuff.
And make sure you check in next week at 10 o'clock. All right, peace.
What up? It's your boy, Dr. Connell Ant.
Yellow Sub.
And we're DCYS. You can listen to our show every Wednesday from 10 to 11 p.m. Eastern only on the Blackout Radio Network.
Tune in to promote yourself, your brand, or whatever else you have going on. To schedule an interview or to have your music played on the show, contact the official DCYS at gmail.com.
And don't forget to check out our blog at theofficialdcys.blogspot.com, where you can find our show wrap-ups and other content from DCYS.